Paul, Heddy Heights of third bottom for the first time this season, and six matches unbeaten in the county championship.
Yeah, I'm delighted with the performance in this game. We've played some really good cricket in the 4 day, in the 4 days in the last few games, and I think our standards seem to be getting better and better, and certainly getting a total on the board in this game. Put us right on the front foot, and I think we pretty much dominated the game from getting that first in the score. And you know, the efforts that the bowlers had to put in with a man down, obviously Coughlin with a side strain, I thought it was absolutely fantastic, and the energies that we continued to have all the way through both of the innings was superb. So thoroughly deserved, really happy to have got another win, and hopefully we can continue to finish the season off well.
Seems a world away from losing here in the pouring rain to North Hants, doesn't it? When John Lewis was saying he thought you needed to have a word with a few of the players to remind them of what their responsibilities were. You've never looked back since then.
Right. I didn't realise he'd said that. But anyway, we knew we weren't hitting the standards that that we can set ourselves. And, you know, we've hit some dizzy heights in the past few years. We always knew this year in particular, because of the points deduction, was going to be a tough year. I think it took us a little while to get into our stride, if I'm entirely honest, but now that we have, you know, we've set the benchmark now, and these are the standards that we need to set ourselves all the time, and continue to do so the last few games on through that winter and onto next year.
You mentioned Paul Coughlin not being able to play him. I think it's possible that we won't see him now for the rest of the season with only three games left.
Yeah, probably not. You know, a side strain as a bowler, a fast bowler as well, is pretty demoralising. So, yeah, I mean, we've got Woody to come back into the frame, so that's a huge bonus for us. And though Graham Onions and Rushworth did a superb job in this game. And, you know, I thought Keaton Jennings did a good job. You know, he's had a hard time with a bat recently, we all know that, but he still contributes, and that's a major thing for our team.
He's a very important piece of the bowling armoury now as a medium pacer, isn't he?
He is, especially as I'm seem to be getting older and older, and he's taking a lot of overs off me. So, no, it's great. I mean, he takes the odd wicket, and same with Cameron Steele. He can come in and take the odd wicket. I thought Ryan Pringle bowled very well and disciplined and built pressure. You know, that the wicket that we played on the first 2 days, it felt as though it was going to be over in 2.5-3 days, but it flattened out again. It was pretty difficult to take wickets on, and you know, it was a great effort to eventually take all 20.
You've got three matches to go, two of them here. You start against Kent on Tuesday morning, then you've got Sussex here, you finish with Worcestershire. As things stand, all three still have hopes of going up. So crucial matches from their point of view, and you could still have an impact on who goes up and who stays down.
Yeah, we to be honest with you, we just focus on ourselves. We just want to win games of cricket. It's as simple as that. It doesn't matter where the other teams are, what places they are in the league. We want to get as far up that table as possible. And keep those standards going. We want to finish well. We do all that fitness work throughout the winter, so that we can finish seasons well. So that we can still have that energy, we still have the drive, the motivation, and the mental side, the strength to actually put our best and biggest performances in the last few games. So hopefully we can keep that benchmark that we've set in this game and even improve in the next.
Yeah, maybe taking on to seven unbeaten. I think it was general election day when you started your match against Kent in Canterbury and came ever so close to beating them with the last pair at the crease.
Yeah, they're a tough side to play against. Darren Stevens is obviously a bowler that he looks innocuous, but he's obviously he's causing a lot of problems around the county circuit. So there can be a good batting lineup as well. Obviously, Sam Billings in that lineup since the last time we played against him. But you know, coming to the Riverside, we want to make this place a difficult place to come, and hopefully we can continue to do that.